This is an interim face-to-face evaluation for Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Essence. Well, no, just this, forget it. Just put Linda Essencio was seen. First of all, patient's name is Linda, A-S-C-E-N-C-I-O, date of birth 5/23/47, today's 11/7. This 78-year-old was evaluated today for hospice and palliative care at her residence period. She's widowed. She has one child. She's originally from New York. She used to work for customer service for a garage company period. Last hospitalization took place in January with the exacerbation of COPD period. In the paragraph, she states that at that time, her immunization was brought up to date. The patient has an extensive history of smoking over 60 years. She's still smoking half a pack a day. She does not drink alcohol period. She does not use oxygen, but her O2 sat was at 92% at rest, and with two steps, it dropped down to 86%. She was on nebulizer and albuterol inhalers, but that has not been renewed because she hasn't been able to get to her doctor's office, period. She has a history of depression, anxiety, air, hunger, hypertension, hypothyroidism, surgery, appendectomy, family history, mom died of dementia, dad died of COPD, review of system, weight loss, increased shortness of breath, decreased appetite, lower extremity edema, decreased sleeping. Patient's caregiver, Natalie, tells me that she's been more depressed, more anxious, and much weaker. She's also sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, which is new. Allergy and non-medications includes used to albuterol, which she's out of at this time. She also takes trazodone 50 milligram a day. She's on Suboxone 2/5 milligram TID because of history of opioid addiction after her only daughter passed away. She only also takes Listerine 25 milligram a day, ARIPIPRAZOLE 10 milligram a day, Remeron 7.5 milligram a day, thyroid 100 microgram a day, and Benzopril 20 milligram BID, period. Patient was addicted to Norco's and the situation got out of hand, in quotation. That's why she's been on Suboxone and is doing quite well. She used to live with her daughter, who committed suicide at age 54, approximately 5 years ago, period. She's awake. She's alert. She's able to give me great history. She's a lovely lady. She's 78 years old. Her blood pressure is 160 over 80. She has not had her second dose of Benzopril or Tucet. Again, 92% down to 85 or 86. What did I say, 87 with walking? What have I said before? Severe shortness of breath. She also has severe clubbing of her hands. And as noted, secondary to her end-stage COPD. On exam, heart positive, swarm positive, is 2 with ectopics. Lungs, bronchi, rouse, wheezing bilaterally. Skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa with lesion. Lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment, 78-year-old woman with extensive history of tobacco abuse, COPD end stage, core pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, desperate need of oxygen. Patient decompensates very quickly. She needs albuterol, a nebulizer on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, patient having a hard time with air hunger and anxiety, period. Her symptoms of opioid overdose, opioid dependence has been controlled with the Suboxone at this time, period. Caretaker, again, Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-Y, tells me that she's been much more anxious, depressed, and weak and having trouble breathing, especially at nighttime without oxygen and her nebulizer treatment, period. The paragraph, patient has a PCP that she has not seen for some time and would like to switch to hospice and palliative care at home because it's very taxing for her to leave the house given her severe COPD and respiratory failure, period. New paragraph, apparently her last blood work, her TSH was within normal limits, period. The combination of Remeron and ARIPIPROZLE along with Bistril and Cymbalta is controlling her symptoms of anxiety, period. Suboxone is controlling her pain symptoms as well. Overall prognosis remains poor given the natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.